as much as you're hearing the news coverage that we have for you here being broadcast, and certainly there's lots of television coverage going on, and coverage in a lot of different ways of the death of Queen Elizabeth II, we know.
Lots of that, and it will be for more days to come.
You know, I've been kind of looking and seeing, you know, this is, you know, what's there to say? Nothing that we could really add to things that are going on. But then I saw, you know, a linkage of material. You know, I saw here's the latest news about the, you know, Queen Elizabeth II. Here's the latest in commemorations, the latest on, you know, the funeral and all the things that are going on. And then I saw this, mind-blowing facts about Queen Elizabeth II. Well, of course, that's the one I clicked on, of course. Mind-blowing facts. Mm-hmm. Mind-blowing. And it's from none other than Ripley's Believe It or Not. If anyone's good for mind-blowing, it's Ripley's Believe It or Not. So I clicked, and I read.
Mind-blowing?
Facts, maybe.
I'm not mind-blowing.
I'm not sure. I'll tell you a few of these. There's about a dozen. I'm not going to do all 12, but I'll give you a link that you can go on our Morning Team Show page if you want to read them all. But I'd say they're interesting. They're fun, maybe, but I wouldn't say mind-blowing, but you can decide for yourself. For example, here's a fact. Did you know that during World War II, Queen Elizabeth, then Princess Elizabeth Windsor, she was the first female royal member to serve in the military? I did not know that.
Make a little sense, I guess, yeah.
When you think about it, it might.
Yeah.
Because she was in World War II. She would have been probably, I'm guessing, 18 at the time. She was born in 26.
So, I see.
Okay, you know, right around that age.
Yeah, right around there.
She was a truck mechanic.
Oh, really? You can see the footage of her working on trucks.
If anything, I must have missed that.
Oh, yeah.
How did I miss that?
Yeah, you can find that.
Okay. You see, it's a fact.
Yes, that is a fact.
Wouldn't call it mind-blowing, but it's a fact.
Right.
And then when World War II ended, another thing that happened, and maybe this is a story others knew, but I had no clue, that she and sister, Princess Margaret, actually went onto the streets to celebrate. Mm-hmm. But they had to go incognito.
They had to go with
disguises because, you know, they were royalty. And, well, you know, who knows what would happen if they'd been recognized. But she says, yeah. She said, I remember the lines of unknown people linking arms and walking down. All of us just swept along in a tide of happiness and relief. One of the most memorable nights of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I did not have a clue. It doesn't say how they were dressed or how they went incognito.
Just got out with the common folk.
Got out with the common folk.
Wonder how that was possible.
Well, you think about some of the stories of, well, there are stories about how sometimes there are people who are very famous that just go out and nobody ever expects to see people there. Remember that story a couple months ago of Mick Jagger?
Yeah, when he was having a beer down in North Carolina.
Yeah, at a bar or something like that. Yeah, and nobody said boo to him because it's like, who's thinking that Mick Jagger's going to be out somewhere?
Put on a COVID mask and sunglasses and a hat and you're good. You're good.
I did not know this. Apparently the Queen, as much as she traveled to a lot of different countries, of course, in her time, she was the only person in Britain that did not require a passport.
Oh.
Well,
her security took her through everything.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry, but we don't see.
And you don't touch. You don't search the Queen.
Really? Yeah. Again, that probably makes sense. Okay. Does that? Well, you know. Well, and it says there's the only person. Does that mean that Prince Charles had to have one? Another members. I mean, why would he need one?
Now as king, he probably
doesn't
won't need one.
Right.
Okay. I did not know this, but, and this was not just for Queen Elizabeth II, but apparently it's for all of the leaders. Her birthday was in April, but the official birthday party happened annually on June 11th. And that's the way it always is, according to tradition, for 260 years, The British designated June 11th as the official monarch's birthday because some of the leaders were born during the winter months. And winter can be harsh. Yeah. So no way to right. celebrate the birthday.
Of course not. Of course
so,
not. Inconvenient.
Inconvenient. So June, why? Now, it doesn't say why June 11th. That was just the day chosen. Mm-hmm. You know what they've done in this country. The third Monday in June would have been the official
yeah,
birthday.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But they do take, you talk about, they make it a party.
Yes, they do make it a party. Yes.
They do.
Marked each year by parading soldiers, musicians, and horses, and the whole pomp and circumstance and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, well, you know, I could say did the same thing.
Yep.
You know, we did the combined President's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Although that still exists in February. But it is a three-day weekend.
It is, yes.
Which has been recognized now by a lot of places that are officially closed now. All right. Again, a little fun fact, but with apologies to Ripley's, which I appreciate. I wouldn't say it's mind-blowing. I don't know how to check this fact, but it says here, I'll just tell you what it is. I'm sure there's probably ways that you can figure it out. It says 9 out of 10 people living on the planet today were born after she became queen. Nine out of ten.
Born on the planet.
It says, living on the planet.
Living on the planet.
She were queen.
Okay. Mm. Huh.
So,
okay.
I guess I could believe that, but...
Something I never really thought about.
Wow.
Well, in other words, she's older than 90% of the population.
When you think she's 96,
yeah.
I guess I could believe that. Oh, and speaking of old, I'll give you one more. And I'm guessing that they probably had some kind of machine that did this for her, because I'm sure she didn't do it herself. But apparently, one of her duties, if you will, was to send birthday cards out to any Brit who celebrated a 100th birthday.
Oh.
She sent out more than 300,000 of those cards.
Really?
And also, any time that a 60th wedding anniversary took place, they'd get an official card from the Queen.
Huh.
She sent more than 900,000 of those.
Does she have special franking privileges?
Like, she didn't need a passport. My guess is she probably didn't need a stamp either.
Yeah, probably not.
That's over 1,200,000 cards, though, that she'd been responsible for in her lifetime. Like, I'm guessing, I'm quite sure they probably had one of those machines.
Mm-hmm.
There'd have been some serious writer's cramp if she was doing that on her own. Anyway, as I said, there's so much news going on with the Queen. I was looking for something different, and I think this was a little different.
When you were talking about her not needing a passport, that reminded me. I remember reading a story recently about how she traveled to Windsor, and I wanted to look that up. And the Detroit News actually had a story that was released just a month ago about when she and the Duke of Edinburgh were in Windsor, and there's a picture of her with the Detroit skyline behind her. Of 1951.
Really?
That was when she, that was the closest she ever got to Detroit.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
From 1951. And if you want to know more facts and maybe non-facts, we don't exactly know what's all true, you guys have to watch The Crown. You have to watch The Crown, then you would know some of this stuff. It is a soap opera, but it is interesting, and the historical facts, the historical stuff is spot on. Now, the conversations that happened between her and her family, we'll never really know. But some of the historical stuff, it is interesting. And it does show you that she did live a very interesting life. No doubt about that.
The Crown.
The Crown, right. Yeah. It's won many awards. It's on Netflix. So it's 4 seasons, and they're going to start a 5th season soon.
Oh, they're still going to continue it along?
Well, we haven't. The last time we left was in 1982.
Oh, so there's still plenty of time.
Yes.